The Cincinnati May Festival is the oldest continuing choral festival in the Western Hemisphere. It's also a Cincinnati institution that depends on volunteer members of the May Festival Chorus. Doctors, lawyers, and corporate chiefs start rehearsing every September for the big event. This year, the chorus and the festival are not just trying to deal with musical challenges, but with the racial tensions that erupted in riots in Cincinnati last year. Naomi Lewin of member station WGUC has more.
James Conlon is principal conductor of the Paris Opera and general music director of the city of Cologne. But every spring, he comes to Cincinnati to direct the May Festival.
I don't know of any other city that has an orchestra of this caliber, has one of the great halls like Music Hall, which is one of the great halls, not just of America, but of the world, and a choir that is devoted to that and devotes itself every year to that. It doesn't exist in this form anywhere else.
The May Festival was started in 1873 by German immigrants who brought their love of choral music to Cincinnati. Early May Festival enthusiasts built one of the largest concert halls in the world as their home. Music Hall, a hulking landmark of red brick Victoriana, now also houses the Cincinnati Symphony, an orchestra organized in part to accompany May Festival concerts. The 123 members of the current chorus are all musicians who happen to hold other day jobs. Festival administrator Stephen Sunderman says many chorus members have a long history with the festival.
We have members of the chorus who have been in 35 years. We even have some chorus members and past chorus members who can trace their whole family tree back through who was in the chorus at what time in their family, for their grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandmother, and that sort of thing. They can trace their whole tree where somebody in their family has been involved with the May Festival.
That's only true for part of Cincinnati. For all of its involvement in the city, the May Festival's chorus is still predominantly white. But Music Hall is located in an inner-city neighborhood called Over the Rhine. That's where a white policeman shot an unarmed black man last April, touching off 2 days of riots. After that, music director James Conlon felt the festival had to become more involved in the world around it.
I sat down with our staff and I said, have we done enough? Have we done anything? Have any of us done anything to address some of the problems that still exist in our country and in our city, in this city specifically, but in many, many cities and most places, about good race relations? Have we done enough? Well, you know, any one of us look in the mirror, the answer is no.
Conlon took that into account when picking the music for this year's May Festival.
And I thought back to who are the composers also who consistently concerned themselves with humanity, with equal rights, with the rights of man, with a sense of justice. Beethoven is the first one that comes to mind. And in our time, Leonard Bernstein.
Each of this year's May Festival concerts contains music by Bernstein, Beethoven, and, in Conlon's words, a piece that relates to the African-American experience. A chorus from historically black Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, joined the May Festival chorus to perform Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and Done Made My Vow, a cantata by Adolphus Hale Stork.
Thank you.
Hale Stork is a professor of music at Old Dominion University in Virginia. His composition uses spirituals, texts from the Bible, and the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to celebrate the lives of great African Americans. As part of the May Festival's outreach to the community, Hale Stork spent a week visiting Cincinnati public schools. The composer echoes Conlon's feeling that music and all the arts can serve a higher purpose.
To speak for human beings, to human beings, about serious issues, sometimes lighthearted issues, that stirs their spirits and soothes their souls. I mean, this is what I wanted to do with music.
Stork is pleased to stand as an example of a composer who is not dead European or white, and he hopes that will inspire some of the school kids who met him. Candy Fetzer, one of a half dozen African Americans in the May Festival chorus, also hopes for more minority representation on both sides of the footlights.
I would love for people that are sitting out in the audience to be able to see people on the stage that look like them. But it would be even nicer for me as one of the performers to be able to look out and see people like me in the audience.
Everyone involved with this year's May Festival hopes it will help people who don't usually attend classical concerts to feel more at home in Music Hall. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Lewin in Cincinnati.